Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felt it. That's right, it's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
What are we writing down here?
Hey,
Carrie.
Some shows that are that I'm doing. And
yeah, we're very
week,
busy. So. We're very busy people.
Oh.
Oh. We are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Well, some of us are. We have a guest today.
Check, check.
See?
Huh? Check, check.
He knows what mics do.
Wait. In chess, when someone says check, what do you say? Like counter check?
I don't know.
Checkmate?
Checkmate.
Checkmate is you have no move, you're going to lose. Check no. is
oh, that's
you
a, that's
move.
My, that's my MO right there. I'm all mate. Mateless.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. Introduce yourself, our guest.
Hi, my name is Animus, and I do a lot of local shows and do a lot of music, different styles, starting from hip-hop, mixture into country. I used to be in a band of, like, for at least 15 years.
Oh,
I played
no.
professionally in a band locally here. And then after that, I just moved on to hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hip-hop. Anonymous. Cool. We got an artist here. This is our first
She says she
act.
Can do karaoke.
Well, he does, like, legit his own shit.
Hey,
so.
I'm legit, too. I can hum when I'm taking a shower, damn it.
You're too legit, and you must quit.
Too legit to quit, yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Do you do karaoke?
I've done it one time over at Dino's after one of the shows, but mainly like Def Leppard.
Yeah,
that's like my go-to.
I told Carrie if I had to choose a song for her, it would be Tequila. One word.
And all I'd have to do is go, Tequila. That's how musically talented I am. I can say Tequila.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you've been in the business or the industry for how long now?
Well, with the band, it was for about 15 years, mm-hmm. since like 2006. And then after my drummer broke his leg and everything, we took a break and then it ended up being like...
Oh, yeah, because drummers need their legs, huh? Because they do a little whackety-whack down below.
Yeah, bass beat, yeah.
Yeah, double bass, no more of that for a while. So, I don't know, we just took a break and it ended up, you know, going for a long time. So I decided to, you know, perform live by myself and so I figured out a way to keep the music going.
Keep alive, Clark. Yeah, nice.
Keep alive, Clark. That's from Christmas Vacation, right?
Yeah, that's right.
See, I'm not musically inclined at all. I can hum in the shower. That's about it. She can sing.
I do like to dabble, but nothing serious.
So,
but
I'm just gonna jump in with an awkward question. I thought you did rap, but you said hip hop. So what's the difference between hip hop and rap?
Well, either one. Like rap is just mainly just lyrics and lyrics and lyrics. You know, hip hop has more of like, you know, like choruses and hooks. You know, like
well,
it's
and I
more
feel
like
I feel like the two weave together.
Yeah,
right?
They do weave together a bit. You know, rap is mainly, I would say, more of like just straight rapping. Hip hop, you can mix it up here and there.
Yeah.
But I do add a lot of melodies to the music, so it's not all
so that would be
it's not all rap. Yeah, so there's singing involved too.
Nice.
Okay.
And yep. So I do all my own hooks and sing and also do the rapping behind it, too. So,
can cool. I ask you a question? I'm just full of questions.
That's the point.
Oh, yeah, the whole point of having guests on the show. It's like, I don't know. Do you like shoelaces or do you like zipper shoes? Kidding. That was
Velcro.
Not my question.
Velcro. Plot twist.
Oh, my God. If you're five, yes. I have my son do it. I'm like, put on your damn Velcro shoes and do it now. So my question is, and this drives me nuts just because I'm an English nerd. Why is it okay sometimes to not be grammatically correct? Like that song was on today, the one that, this is my house, welcome to my house, blah, blah, blah. And there's the one lyric, and you know what we is.
Yeah.
As an English person, I'm like, it's you know what we are, damn it, get it right.
Yep.
But he's trying to rhyme with the verse before it. So does rhyming overtake grammar and all the nice things?
Yes,
nice?
It actually does. Wait,
who decided on that rule? Who decided
like,
on that rule?
I think
flow?
They got a little
damn
more
her.
Lenient
yeah.
with the dictionary nowadays.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Once you ring the bell, Carrie had a very legitimate, great question. Well,
yes, I thought about it because once that song came on today, and you know what we
Holy
is.
Cow.
Every
You're
time. Right. Well, then country music, I feel like they are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
They break all the rules. And I'm like, you were just busy making music, not in class now, weren't you? Because they have their shit all messed up.
Yeah, exactly.
Carrie's teaching right now.
I'm gonna break out my funk and Wagnalls, folks.
Like for me, like English class was like one of my best classes, and like.
Yeah, well, you have to do like right if you're gonna spin lyrics and bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing: they know that, but they know how to manipulate it to make it sound the way it does.
Mm-hmm. Shortening things up.
You know where we is. Speaking of you know where we is, we're at Traeger's.
We are Traeger's. Oh, look at you bringing
See,
it back.
I did
we
my own Traeger. What?
You've been so good today. I know.
Yes, you need a note.
Perfect amount.
How many beers does
make
it take?
Line. No Put more. A line. No more.
To
no
keep
more.
Carrie on task. And an angel.
You've been very on task. Thank you.
Because we're supposed to talk about Traeger's, because we love Traeger's. Because we know where we is. I don't know. I just botched that so hard.
There you go, right there.
where we was. Oh, that's still past tense. I'm going to overthink this.
But
where we ain't. That's what you said that one day when we were talking about, again, grammar stuff.
Yep.
Plural is like octopus, and then we were talking about orifice, you know, as a whole.
Yeah.
And is it plural? Is it orifices? Is orify? Yeah. And she goes, or if I don't.
Or if I'd rather not, thank you.
Yeah. Or like cacti.
Cacti, yeah.
Is it cactuses?
Meese, mice, yeah. All the things, for sure. So where... You have some upcoming shows, correct?
Yeah. We've got
Where can we catch you next?
Next show is on next Friday on the 22nd at Dino's Hideaway.
Okay.
And that's going to actually be a toy and coat drive that's nice. Happening for San Juan County is with the flyers.
So you're supposed to bring a toy or a coat?
Yeah, you can bring a toy or a coat to get into the show, and it's a multi-genre event, so
nice.
There's going to be plenty of different artists, all genres, from punk, metal, to acoustic...
To me, standing there going, tequila.
Sure. This is his way of inviting you.
That's so cool that you do stuff for the community. I think, wow.
Yeah,
sure.
It was all put together by Renegade Lewis, also Ariel Leva with Pinky's Promotion, and Amber C. from Dino's Hideaway.
So. Nice.
And these are all people that you want to bring on the show next time you come, right?
These are basically the promoters.
So these are people you're going to bring on the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, on this show?
Yes.
Yeah, I can.
She
I can
is a promoter her. For the
yeah.
show.
I am. So yeah, I'm a promoter of all things Jolly. It's the season.
Yeah, I can ask.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Well, then you can bring them with you. Like, I don't know. We have people come in pairs.
Yeah, and then we usually do our cannabis drip show usually once a week. It used to be more frequent, but me and my co-host Momentum usually do that on
a cannabis drip show.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you do. Music shows and then a cannabis drip shows like a podcast?
Yeah, sort of like that. And we do a live and we review local growers and...
Yeah, that's cool because like there was such an influx, like so many open, like the review of them. That's a good idea.
And then also we perform. Sometimes we'll perform a song or two or freestyle just to have fun.
Do you always have him with you?
Yeah, usually I always have him on the show and... I really don't like doing it without him, but...
Alicia would be lost without
him. He would have made it to the show. He just got stuck out in Las Vegas. So.
Nevada or New Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, I'm going to be stuck in... Talk about Christmas, man. Where are we going? Where are we going?
In Las Vegas, New Mexico. You get it. So,
And then, so that show actually is... they asked me to headline, so I'll be headlining that show on Friday the 22nd. Also performing is Dustin Moore. We got Dion Hayes, Cody Grant, Renegade Lewis, Red Lotus, Signal 99, Midnight Architect, and DJ Recess.
Nice. That's a whole. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. Good.
Yeah, it's a 21 and over show, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Everything helps out, and then the next day I'll be performing over at No Worries for the it's called the QLA. Christmas party.
Okay.
So
who's QLA?
He's a local artist.
So local it'll be another well. Set of
music.
Artists.
Yeah, another set. This is this is pretty much all hip hop.
When are you gonna have me on one to recite poetry?
Right. Have a poetry night.
Yeah.
I'll be back
slam,
like to the English nerd.
Slam. Let's go.
I'll be like, bring me your essays, folks. I'll show you what I can do.
About to teach today. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, cool. So that's going back to the band that you were in before. You said you did some country.
Well, in between, I always did acoustic and one of my grandpas who passed away gave me a guitar.
Oh.
And I was practicing and trying to come up with a style like that. Oh. So
very cool.
It eventually evolved into, you know, a little bit of country mixed.
Like old school, yeah?
Yeah, more organic sounding than, you know, regular hip hop. And then I mixed the two together, so it's country and hip hop in one. So I have another album coming out that's called Countryside Outlaw, and that's like basically the two elements in one. So
nice.
That's very cool.
I just have another question. So you were just going over all the shows and your people.
Yeah.
And I may have caught some of that, but if you had to go over it again, which that means, will you go over it again? Would you, please? The lists and the shows, everything you're talking about, and then the coat drive, not the coat drive, the coat and toy.
Yeah, coat and toy drive.
Like all the really cool things you do for the community and all your shows and your people you do shows with, including Carrie.
Yeah, I think what she's searching for is for you to say all these names again and then her name.
Yeah. So go down the whole list and then throw, and Carrie.
And Carrie.
Do it.
Hashtag Carrie. #Carrie2.
Look, I even did it.
Yeah, so basically it's the San Juan County's Winter Coat and Toy Drive, and it's over at Dino's Hideaway, and that's right off of Crouch Mesa in Farmington, New Mexico. That's Friday, December 22nd, and we'll have multi-genre performances, and we've got Dustin Moore, Dion Hayes, Cody Grant, Renegade Lewis, Same Flame, which is Conscious Roots, and Red Lotus, Signal 99, Midnight Architect, and DJ Recess.
Nice.
Yep, and myself, Animus, and Carrie.
I knew I'd get him to say it. And Carrie.
There you go.
There we go.
Now I have to go there on the 22nd. I'm about kinds of toys
now
and
you're
coats.
Invited.
Yeah.
You just show up, you can't move.
And I'm going to bring my red pen, because if any of you artists use any incorrect grammar, I'm going to be up there all, mm-hmm.
Just marking points on.
Yeah,
yes.
Right?
Well, no.
If some words you'd like to hold up, yeah.
Double negative. Wrong possessive.
So this is off-the-fly question, but what's your favorite show, Ben, that you've performed?
The favorite show that I performed at had to be... Well, this past year, it's a cross between the Ritz show I did in Gallup, New Mexico, over at Juggernaut Music. Those are really good homies of mine. And I'd have to say Afro Man.
Yeah.
I performed at Afro Man at Lauderhouse, 3 months ago. And it was a surprise because they got me on last minute. And he asked me, hey, can you fill a show? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I could do it. So they called me over, and then I went over there. And... I didn't know how many people were going to show up, but like as soon as they opened the doors, people flooded in, and wow, they weren't expecting me to perform, and like
sometimes
a lot of good stuff happened.
As someone
night.
Who was at that show, it was good.
Were there?
I was there.
Okay,
yeah.
That's where.
Was
okay.
I there?
No.
Oh. She's kind of like my keeper. Where was I?
I don't keep you that hard.
Our love language needs worked on.
It was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we, like you said, weren't expecting it. So it was like, who is this guy? And then everyone was like, oh, it's money. You know?
Yeah.
Were you cheating on me? Who were you with?
Oh,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But yeah.
Are we going to go to the Dino thingy?
Yeah, let's go.
Is it Dino or Dino?
Dino.
God, I'm the English person.
Dino's highway.
I'm the English person. I just asked that. I can't believe I just asked that.
Idiot. So where are you from?
Kirtland.
Kirtland, okay.
Yeah, I was born in Albuquerque and then... raised in Kirtland most of my life.
Okay, so you went to...
So how old are you?
35 now. So
I'm not
80,
like that.
88.
I don't know. What does
35,
age require?
35, you're a little baby.
God, I'm always the old one in the group.
Sorry, Dave.
Love you, Dave.
Cool, so you... did you start, like... I'm not good at math. So at what age did you start this path?
I'd say about 7 or 8, I learned how to play drums.
Yeah.
And from that point on, I played at a parade, and like I just liked that live feel.
Yeah, entertainment.
The music or the performing or all of it?
Yeah, all the live. You'd be on stage, you know, performing in front of people. I got a certain adrenaline rush that I couldn't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, from that point on, music was my baby. So
from
drumming, you know, I used to play a lot of like Slipknot covers and do a lot of like
fast-paced stuff, and eventually I started learning guitar and singing and all sorts of like keyboards and anything I can play.
Adding stuff to your...
How many instruments do you play?
I'd say four at least. Well, guitar, bass, piano, or keyboards, drums, and then singing.
Yeah. Wow. So you can read sheet music.
Mainly like drums.
Yeah.
Yeah, drums usually. Yeah. But as through the years I started producing and like started recording my own stuff at a young age.
Yeah.
And right out of high school, I had my band and we ended up releasing two albums and doing like something big in the area with Crown FM and MB Entertainment at the time. A lot of big shows happened, and that's kind of what sparked off the whole music career there.
Very nice. You know, well, go you. Rock on, man.
Thank you.
Well, he's trying.
Still trying.
Rock, that was a well-planned compliment, okay?
What?
Let the music be with you. I don't know.
And also with you, Carrie. You're doing great.
I'm trying. I don't know shit about music. I really don't, so I'm sitting here all,
Well, I was in band in junior high. I played the bass clarinet. And you can't march with a bass clarinet, so I was on the snare after that. And I really enjoyed it. I should have stuck with it, but I wanted to play sports, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was in choir, but I didn't sing. Yeah. I was in choir, but I didn't sing.
What'd you do, hum?
No, I just stood there. I threw my voice. I borrowed the chick's voice behind
tequila.
Me. Tequila!
I was sent to the principal's office once a week.
No, because when there's 30 people up there and you just keep saying, like.
You just faked it?
Yeah, because if you say watermelon and banana, but you don't say it out loud, you just move your mouth to say, like, if I just do it right now, let's say watermelon and banana.
I understand the concept, but you faked choir for how
fucking
many years?
Fucking A, I did, yeah.
This is...
Oh, I said the F word. I'm not supposed to say the F word. I said fudge packers. But yeah, and but yeah, if you just stand up there and you can even throw in two bananas or four watermelons, and it just... look at my lips.
Yeah.
I am, like... mortified and impressed at the same time. You faked choir for years?
Watch when, like, the 25 people around you smile and hop. You just smile and hop with them with banana.
Was your teacher like, that's scary. She just keeps saying watermelon.
I don't think she can read lips. I don't know.
Wow.
That would have really, I wouldn't have gotten away with it if she could have read lips. She's like, this chick must always want fruit.
she has a diabetic problem.
Well, because they both have like double syllables and make the lips move differently.
That's wild information.
Can I be backup on one of your shows?
Your test.
she can say two words, well, three words.
Can I be backup on one of your shows? Just like stand behind you and just mouth watermelon and banana. And just go with it, and they'll be like, yeah, she's right with them.
That's quite the gimmick.
Yep,
it might be something.
Yeah. So like if you're singing along at a party or something and you forget the words, just start being like, and everyone just goes with it. They think that you know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah,
but when the music
always...
turns off,
then you're fucked. Screwed.
I'm always the loudest person singing, so that's never gonna work.
You really are. You were belting it the other night quite nicely.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
We were talking about the yips earlier. Are you familiar with the yips?
No.
You've got to be if you're on stage.
Well, it's when your anxiety takes over your muscle memory and you just can't. It's stage fright pretty much, but like you can have it in different realms or facets of life. So. The yips.
You have to get that sometime, right?
Mainly just get excited before shows.
Just the pump.
Just
pump.
The adrenaline.
Yeah. Good for you.
The one thing, though, I just can't, like, I don't like to eat before shows. I kind of like to reward myself afterwards. And, you know.
Oh, I was thinking it was a gas thing.
Maybe. that could be a problem.
That's his
too.
Sixth instrument.
And plus,
then I can play an instrument.
I'm constantly, you know, like, talking on the mic or singing, so I'm like, if like you can't really slip a burp in there every now and then.
It's not.
How does it not? I don't know. Hear your stomach growl.
I have no clue.
Like my stomach growls, and I swear people in the room can hear, and they're like, "Damn, Carrie, you hungry?"
Yeah.
Like if I had a microphone.
He means like right before a show. You eat that day, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, throughout the day, but like right before the show, I try not to until afterwards.
Yeah.
What other tricks? Let's hear it.
What other tricks?
Do you look audience in the eye? Or do you always wear sunglasses?
I like to wear sunglasses because like I can look at them in the eye if I want to, but like. Usually, if I'm just zoning out and in the lyrics, I try and, you know, I feel it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. kind of. Because I think if I was performing and I locked eyes with someone, I'd be all, hi. Like all awkward. Call me.
And then another thing, too, is like, you know, performing in a live band for so many years, because I was lead guitar, lead singer in the band.
Yeah.
So I'm always like talking and moving.
Do it, yeah.
So like once I did switch over to hip hop, it wasn't me to just perform over my track as a full song, you know? So I would take the lyrics off of my tracks and just have the beat only. Yeah. And then me remember everything, because that's like as much as I could do, and like jumping around on stage doing whatever I can do to make the crowd hyped up.
Yeah,
that's pretty much my job now. Yeah. As of like when I was in the band, you know, I can do all that stuff and move around and, you know,
do that.
So once I switched over, I was like, what am I going to do? I'm on stage. <It's>
like, what am I going to do with myself? My hands.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now I have another question. So, if I were on stage, and let's just say, like, I had the super popular Speak and Skeep song, what do you do when you're so sick of the same damn song, but yet the audience wants it? How do you skirt through that? Is that part of the performance where you're just playing the part?
Yeah, you just get into it as much as you can so they can get into it.
Are you sick of any of your songs?
Not really. I like to switch them out a lot. Yeah. I have a lot of material that can cover at least 40 minutes. But I like to switch them out. Like if I have a 15-minute set, you know, I'll have a certain set. I have like four different sets, maybe for longer sets, 30 minutes to 40-minute sets, and then.
So keep it spicy.
Yeah. So yeah. I like to switch it up. So not too many times I get tired of the same songs, but.
Yeah. Because you see some of these people like traveling, you know, tours and stuff, but they have the same song going from Albuquerque to Denver to Phoenix to wherever.
Yeah.
And it's just like they've been doing that song for like 5 years.
Well, think of like the really old bands like Led Zeppelin or like Aerosmith, and they have to do that
over and over and over.
I mean, what a problem.
I know, to be traveling all over and making that kind of money. Oof,
yeah.
It's gotta suck.
I gotta sing tequila again.
Tequila.
Yeah. So
I need one of those buttons on the board. Tequila. You can't mess with my tequila. That was my moment.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Crap.
Infringing.
Crap.
Yeah. So, do you like performing alone on stage better or with people?
Your wingman?
I haven't really performed with anyone on stage.
Oh, really? So, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But wait, you just said you had a partner that starts with an M.
Momentum. He does his own set, you know. We have our own sets.
And then you come together for other
things. Yeah, we haven't really performed live together, like with our featured songs or anything like that.
Have you talked about it?
Yeah, we have talked about it. We have a couple songs.
And then you're gonna have some crazy lady in the back talking about watermelons and bananas.
You probably haven't talked about that yet. So
right.
He's all got one of those back things. Like, all of a sudden, I fly off the back of the stage.
You talk to him after this. You're like, hey.
If there's a lady talking about watermelons and bananas, what did you say? A 90-year-old? What the hell did you just say?
What?
Did you say if there's a 90-year-old?
No.
Oh, I thought you said that. I was like, oh,
no.
Hell.
No, he did not.
Age me more.
Oh, goodness. Aye. What else do you
no,
like
I
to
said
do?
Glow sticks. You have to have glow sticks,
oh,
too.
Oh, you gotta have glow sticks.
I don't know how that
sounds.
Glow sticks.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. 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 What else do you like to do? Is this all-encompassing kind of?
Yeah, this is pretty much like a lot of the stuff that I do besides the live show, the Cannabis Drip show.
Yeah.
I do make my own merch, and I call it Animus Gear.
Yeah.
And
merch.
Yeah, basically sweaters, shirts.
Nice.
Recently beanies and a lot of that.
Do you have
promote.
Like a link to that? Because whenever we put up the show, we can put
it. Oh, yeah.
On
yeah,
Facebook,
I have a few link, cool. link tree I can send.
Send it to somebody.
All. Yeah.
Well, that's, we have his email. Did you have a card? I think he does. But we'll get it for you later.
I don't know if you know this, Dave. We only use your email, so that explains all of the spam you've been getting from me. Sorry. We have his email.
Spam? That's porn, you pervert.
I would just go to the webpage.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Well,
or
yeah,
you can send him to me, and I'll send him on to him.
Do you have an email, too? Wow, you're
no, but that, I found him through, how did I find you? Messenger.
Yeah, just through Facebook is...
Yeah. Yeah, just watching other pages around, you know, when you're trying to find someone local to go on the show, why not? Local support local.
Good job, Carrie.
It's not like I'm getting Danny Glover on here.
Is he local?
Is he alive? Is Danny Glover alive?
Yeah, he's alive.
Is he?
I thought so.
Naked, Lethal Weapon? Yeah.
I want, what's his name on here? Oh, I can't even think of it. He's the hottest man in the world. Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Oh, I was going to say Morgan.
You know Jeffrey.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he's from okay.
Different. We're up different trees. It's fine.
Okay. Well, he's super hot. So he'd be the only non-local I get on the show. So that's how I found him. I'm just kind of going through Facebook and local community pages. And
that's cool.
I was like, who's this guy? So, because last week we had an author. So this week we have a musician.
Yeah, you're our first artist.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Nice.
Unless you consider being an author of a book, art. But so, yeah, we're trying to mix it up. So who should we get on next week? One of my other personalities?
We can't talk about other guests in front of our guests. That's rude.
Oh, well, we're just going to get you. Well, I lack manners.
You do.
I can probably get momentum.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Get one of the, on your list of homies that you just.
Well, if you too would come on, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Like seeing you guys interact.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool. And if you want to do like a little freestyle or whatever,
that'd be fine.
That'd be badass.
Yeah.
We usually do something like that on the show.
You will just listen.
I will. Listen with watermelon and bananas. I will listen and be polite because I have manners. But that would be cool.
Yeah.
To have, because then on those shows, we can do the live stream on our Facebook, and you can do it on yours or whatever, and then that's, why not? That'd be fun.
It would be fun. Unless you have a freestyle you want to do right now. Up to you.
I'll wait till I have like a beat or something going on, and then I'll.
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't be doing this without her, so I get it.
Yeah, I can't do anything without my wingman. I would just sit here.
Well, you want me to tell you where you were on the night of his concert, so yeah, obviously.
I'm kind of lost without you.
Yeah, exactly. So, whatever.
I don't know. But yeah. We were going to do that. We're going to share links, and we're going to get you in momentum.
Yeah.
Awesome. I just keep thinking, starts with an M, Carrie. Don't forget. Starts with an M.
Yes.
So
do you have Christmas plans?
Christmas plans? Oh, basically, my whole year basically gets busy around this time because it's my son's birthday on the 23rd.
Oh, nice. How old is he?
He's going to be 16.
Oh, nice.
Or 15. Sorry. Okay. 15.
Apologies. Wow, 15.
But yeah, he's getting older. So.
Does he like the music?
The music that I like? Yeah. We have different tastes.
Yeah.
He's more of an indie, or like a punk or rock, fast rock.
Okay.
But he's on his own thing. He skateboards.
Nice.
That's his thing.
Yeah, so. That's what he's into. That's cool.
I don't think my kids agree with anything I do.
I know.
Well, you don't agree with anything?
I'm not your kid, but yes, I know. Last time I checked, so.
Well, we're going to work on that.
So, first of the year, you said this year or this time of year gets busy for you.
Yeah.
Do you have like a down time of the year where are you just constantly?
I'm constantly moving all the time. Yeah. Like once I'm off work and it's on to get home, try and do some business again, make shirts, do what I can and just
move
keep
forward,
it going. Yeah. And really, I've been trying to find some time for recording and stuff for myself because I do produce other people's music.
Okay.
Some of my friends that I do produce beats and sell beats.
Yeah.
Produce like full songs for artists too. So.
Cool. That's a lot.
Here's me with another question. I'm just full of it today. I just really am. So we always name our shows.
Yeah.
In your opinion, what would be a fun name for this show? So if you say go to InterWest Concepts or whatever, and you look for the show called Fill in the Blank.
Oh, title for this segment? let's see.
What?
Hashtag Carrie? Hashtag Watermelon Banana Lady?
There you go, right there.
Watermelon Banana Lady.
Monty learns about watermelons and bananas.
Watermelon Bananas with Monty.
But that's like your name. When you rap, do you go by Animus?
Yeah, I just go by Animus.
So the Animus learns
Animus and the Banana Gang.
Yeah!
There you go.
Can we do that one?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to write that down before I forget it.
Cool.
Animus.
Well, do you have anything else you'd like to promote or to add or anything? Some funny jokes? whatever.
I have a joke.
Hell
what
yeah.
What did the potato say about the mushroom?
Oh, what?
Something, it's got to be something about he's a fun guy.
Yep, that's it.
Well, am I right?
Yeah.
Carrie, you stole it.
Woo! Yeah, yeah, watermelons, bananas.
There you go. That was good.
There you go. Watermelons, bananas.
There you go.
See,
you go.
I've got skills. Talent.
Oh, I've always skills. Heard that about you. I've always heard that. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to next week. I will not have as many questions. And I will have manners.
It's better with more questions.
Don't apologize for that. That's the whole point, Carrie. You finally understood what a podcast is. Holy crap. She finally got it.
What'd you say?
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Yep. And we'll see you next holidays. Week.
Yep.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your